This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 418. For Tuesday, June 2nd, I'm Marlo Glass. ICE Futures canola contracts are stronger on Tuesday, recovering slightly from losses incurred yesterday. The July canola contract is up $2.70 at $4.5980 per ton. The November contract is up $1 at $4.6710 per ton. The spread between the price of the July and November contracts are narrowing due to short positioning ahead of July's expiration. A continued rally in the Canadian dollar kept a lid on gains for values. The loonie was over 74 U.S. cents at midday. The dollar is higher ahead of a Bank of Canada meeting tomorrow when Tiff Macklem takes over from Stephen Pelosi as governor. The Bank of Canada will also announce their interest rate on Wednesday, but the central bank is expected to keep them at a record low, 0.25%. Despite prolonged trade tensions between the U.S. and China, China purchased 132,000 tons of soybeans this morning for delivery during the 2020-2021 marketing year. This sale came after the Trump administration said it would eliminate special trade conditions for Hong Kong. The soy complex was stronger on Tuesday, boosted by export demand. U.S. soybean planting progress was 10 percentage points higher this week, totaling 75%. The soybean crop is 52% emerged, which is above the average rate. Initial crop ratings were 70% good to excellent. Bar chart is predicting U.S. soybean yield to be around 48.8 bushels per acre. In May, Brazil shipped 15.5 million tons of soybeans, which was a 55% increase from May of the previous year. Corn futures were slightly stronger today. U.S. corn planting is 89% complete, and 73% of the crop has emerged. Bar chart estimates corn production will total 172.4 bushels per acre, but the USDA predicts it will be over 178 bushels per acre. The USDA has reported that corn ground for ethanol totaled 245 million bushels, which was a 40% decrease from March. Wheat futures were weaker on Tuesday. Spring wheat in the U.S. is 91% planted and 67% emerged. Initial crop ratings are 80% good to excellent. The winter wheat crop in the U.S. is 3% harvested. Rounding off prices on the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher. The July contract is up 10 cents at $8.50 per bushel. July soy oil is up by about a third of a cent at 27.9 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is up 60 cents at $284 per hundredweight. Corn futures are slightly stronger, with the July contract up a cent at $3.24 per bushel. Chicago oats are weaker, with the July contract down 1.5 cents at $3.28 per bushel. Wheat futures were lower today. Chicago July is down by 7 cents at $5.08. Kansas City July is down 11.5 cents at $4.50. And Minneapolis spring wheat is down by 4.5 cents in the July contract at $5.16 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, June 2nd. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.